This is going to be easy, though, Mike, because I'm so ready to be on the number one radio station in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
I am so ready to...
Look at that. Look at just... Hey, look what just fell out. Hey, people of Mobile.
Wow.
There is a God.
No muss, no fuss. Look at that. No odor.
That's incredible. Oh, no, I got a dipper on that one, Doug.
Oh, all right. Almost, almost no odor.
All right. Just a little bit of odor.
We just...
I appreciate that.
Just take care of that. Some of that Rite Aid lemon lime. That take care of those afterbirth smells.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep, it took them one day to get on the stick in Mobile.
Well, introduce us. Pick it up.
Yes, here we go. It's our new station. Look at him. It's WABB.
WABA. WAB.
WABB.
WAB.
Yes. Right. News Talk 1480. WABB.
WABB.
It's a real station. It's like the...
Cool.
It's like the old folks station. You know what I mean? It's like an established radio station.
And there's nothing quite like that lemon lime deodorant spray either.
It's like our... Oh, that's... And Mike, sure, you could use it as a deodorizer and...
Yes.
Oh, it's an air freshener.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, like, deodorant.
No, it's just as a... You know,
deodorizer.
For my money, it's got a little more Rite Aid than it does lemon lime.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Mm. Birth was a little messier than I had thought. We are glad to be on this station, yeah. The number one station in Mobile, Alabama. Let's call them now and see if they are spreading the good word to the people of Mobile that they had to suffer without the program for only one day.
Yes, we must get the word out. We must tell our legions of fans down in Mobile, Alabama that we are back, and it is good to be back.
Our legions of fans, with legions, many of them.
Yes.
God bless you. The guy who placed the ad is on our phone. We'll speak to him in a second. Now let's call our new home in Mobile.
WABB.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. Can we talk to, let me see, whoever the genius is that picked our program up for WABB?
That would be Bernard Dittman.
Bernard Dittman?
Yes, D-I-T-T-M-A-N.
Oh, thank God.
Dittman.
Oh, Dittman. Yeah. Yes, can we speak to Bernard?
General Manager Larry Williams.
I am the Dickman. D-I-C-K-E-M-A-N.
Huh?
Yeah, we're waiting to talk to Bernard.
No, I really worked for a guy with that name.
Huh?
You're listening to yourself on the radio.
Yes.
Yes, please, she's so darling. Please, Mrs. Gump, turn down the radio. There you go.
Okay.
Now, can we speak to the genius who picked up our show, please?
He's not in right now.
Mr. Dittman is not in?
No, he's not.
Now, tell me something. You always learn what you need to know on the front line of defense of any radio station. What's your first name?
I'm Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Karen, how long have you been working there at the station in Mobile?
13 years.
Oh, that's wow. Wonderful, Karen.
The celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Let's see, Whitney Houston.
Ooh. Whitney Houston. Okay. Right. Got you, girlfriend. Have you been publicizing? Has the station been publicizing the fact that our program will now be heard on this station?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, and my phone has been ringing off the receiver.
Yes, good. The fans are going crazy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Now, listen, we want to make sure that we all take a big collective dump on WGCX. As a matter of fact, it is going to be our goal to cover them in a pile of our steaming humanity by the time the spring Arbitron ratings come out.
Okay.
So listen, you got to tell everybody there at WABB that this is war.
War.
W-A-R. War.
Well, I've gotten a lot of calls.
Good God. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Right on.
Star. Do you like that concept, Karen?
Yes, I love it.
It's a concept of war. Now, tell me something about this station. I know that it's a big station in Mobile.
Uh-huh.
What other types of programs do you run on WABB?
On the AM, it's News Talk, and on our FM, it's CHR.
Well, tell me about the AM, which we are on right now. What other shows are on the AM station?
Okay, we have Chuck Carter. We have a Sports Byline USA.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Stan Major show.
Mm-hmm. You got anybody I heard of? Or are these gentlemen all wonderful local Mobile treasures?
No, they're not local.
Stan Major.
We have a local show, Dan Daniels, that come on from 10 to 11.
Stan Major, is he any relation to Major Woody?
No.
Okay.
He's the Talk America.
Ah, okay.
Talk America, uh-huh. Right. So is the station, I guess I should be talking to a manager about this, but I can find out from you.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is it predominantly news and that type of stuff?
Talk. basically
yes.
talk.
Mostly talk. Well, we can certainly good. Fill that format.
Good. A legendary radio station in Mobile. Now, listen, I want your station to be ready for the influx of our audience.
Okay.
I will tell you about our audience. Our audience, probably much younger than you're used to dealing with. Our audience, predominantly 25 to 49.
Okay.
And although you wouldn't know it from listening to our show, very well educated.
Yes, that's the miracle. We call that the miracle statistic in our listening audience, that yes, they are very well educated.
And they're all very affluent and well-spoken, and generally the type of people that you would not associate listening to a program like ours.
Okay, do you know what the average income of the Don and Mike listener is?
No.
$1 million a year.
You're kidding.
Absolutely.
Well, that's my income.
Mm-hmm. You know that guy in Pennsylvania that killed that wrestler? He was a huge fan of our show.
Oh, right. The DuPont?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the millionaires love the show.
If that guy had made that field goal during the Pro Bowl yesterday, he would have been entitled to listen to our show.
But he didn't.
He missed it.
He didn't make a million yards.
Oh.
I mean, you didn't make $1 million by kicking. It might as well have been a million yards.
For him, yes, yeah. Mr. Muscletone.
Now, listen, hold on. I wanted to argue with this with you later, after
okay.
this nice lady is off the phone.
You can argue it whenever you want.
I think the guy, he came 2 yards getting it.
He came 20 yards. He was 20 yards short.
No, that one, that came down right in front of the goalpost.
He was at least 10 yards short.
I'd have to see the replay on that. Hello, Mrs. Gump?
Yes.
You are a wonderful lady. We are glad to be on WABB. Please tell this guy, Bernie Dickman, that this is the biggest, smartest move he's ever made.
Thank you. We're
Did
glad
you say
to have
Dittman
you
or Dickman?
You heard what I said.
Oh, kiddo.
Dittman, D-I-T-T-M-A-N,
right.
He am the Dittman. You tell him that we said thanks. That's a smart move, and we're glad to continue the excellence in Mobile.
Okay, and thank you, and thanks for calling.
And death to all those gutless turds at WGCX. May God take their Arbitron ratings and put them with Fred, who was it?
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly.
The late Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly, and what's her name from The Honeymooners?
Audrey Meadows, Don.
May that station be buried below both of them.
Oh, my God.
Death to that station. And we have to find out who the DJ is who they dared replace our program with, because I'll tell you this, it's his last job in radio. It's his absolute last job in radio. Try to stop a juggernaut. You know what a juggernaut is?
Yes.
Something moving very fast, out of control.
Yeah, Karen knows what it is.
That's what we are. That's We're like the Tasmanian devils.
Oh, okay. Sometime I'm like that.
Never like we are, dear. We are out of control.
We never stop spinning.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you for calling.
I guess you have no choice. It's piped into the office there.
Right.
Thank you for your support.
Okay, you're welcome.
God bless you, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Do you know Brett Dumbler?
Brett Dumbler.
Oh, yes, we do. He was Chuck Beck's water boy.
He was Chuck Beck's water boy.
Does he work?
Hold on.
Does he work there?
Oh, jeez.
What?
No, we don't want to talk to you.
No, you're a link to our past.
That's right, an evil past.
It was evil, wasn't it?
You were mean to us.
I hung up on him.
Wasn't he rotten to us? I mean, they were part of that gang over there that sabotaged us.
Yeah.
Oh, we got an enemy there already. Oh, darn it.
Yeah. What's he do there?
He's probably on the CHR side, I would think.
He's probably still playing records. Good. Hey, he deserves it. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's this?
This is Wallace from Mobile. I put the ad in the paper.
Are you the Gumptonian that put that in the newspaper?
Yeah, but if you had to, excuse me just a second, it's cold down here, and I'm trying to get the fire started. I'm throwing $100 bills in the fireplace.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
There's one of our listeners.
Hey, listen, can you hold on? I want to talk to you after this break to see what kind of response you got from that ad in the newspaper.
All right.
Are you digging the show on our new home?
Oh, well, yeah, it's better than nothing. We'll talk about that.
Oh, no, wait, no, hold
What's
on.
What's the problem?
What's wrong?
No, it's good. It's an AM station.
Okay, it's AM. Yeah, it's AM. What do you want?
Before you guys come on, a guy named Chuck Harder is on, and he's like this, store food in the pantry because, you know, the United States is going straight to hell.
Yeah, listen, I want to tell you something. This is why the station has picked us up. It's an old line station, and all the people who listen to the station are dying, just like... Gene Kelly.
And Audrey Meadows.
And Audrey Meadows. Yes. The audience is dying off. They need some new fresh blood. That's why we're here.
This morning.
What?
I talked to Mr. Dittman this morning.
Yes?
And he said that he wanted you guys before WGCX got you.
Yes, he has wanted us on his station for a long time.
And then another, I think it might have been an on-air personality from WABB called later and left a message on my machine saying that he was almost in tears Friday, as was I, when you guys didn't come on.
There you go. Hey, that's somebody who works at the station. That's great.
That's kind of respect we deserve. Somebody should tell Ken Stevens that.
Oh, that'll never happen.
For goodness sakes. Hold on a second there, Forrest. Hold on. We'll be right back with you. So it's a happy day in Mobile, Alabama, as we have a brand new radio station.
We're all bummed out on Friday about getting the axe at this other station. Now we're back on in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good start. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.